Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christian Writer's World. I'm your host, pastor, author, Janet Marie Sears. Today we are very pleased to have a Christian poet, Lisa Love, and she's going to talk to us about her challenges of being a Christian poet. So we're going to welcome Lisa right now. Hello, Lisa. Hello, Lisa. I'm doing just fine, Lisa. Yes, I can. Say hello to our audience here.
Hello,
everyone
audience.
Everyone is waiting to hear about you, so maybe you can tell us a little bit something about Lisa.
Well, basically, I'm a poet, and often the Christianity part comes in automatically just because I just believe so much in the Lord. I usually publish my poems on the Hub Pages under Lisa Love, L-U-V, hubpages.com. And I'm also on Facebook, which anybody's welcome to be my friend. It's called Lisa Love with L-U-V-V, facebook.com.
Okay, now could you tell us a little bit about your Christian experience, you know, how you, I think we talked a little bit before on Facebook about how you came to know the Lord. I think it would be very interesting for the people to hear a little bit about that.
Well, blessed to be brought up in a Lutheran church, which also when I was confirmed, they gave us options of going around to different churches and synagogues and to make a, what I would say, an educated decision on what we'd like to be. So I still consider myself a Lutheran, but I socialize with and have privilege to go to a lot of different churches. So I think everything is wonderful under the Lord.
Okay. I know one time we talked a little bit about something that was almost tragic that happened to you, and the Lord delivered you out of that. I'm sure the audience would love to hear a little bit about that experience that you had.
Sure. Actually, two death experiences. And one was Hawaii on the windward side of the beach, and I went in and started to drown. Went up once for air, possibly, or water, and I was at the bottom of the sea and being tossed around, and all I could think about was God. And it was like my brain was talking to God and asking for him not to leave me there in the ocean. And it still tossed me around. And finally I said, "Your will be done, God. Whatever you want. If you want me to stay at this bottom of the ocean, okay." And the next thing, washed up on the rocks. And that answered a question for me, and the answer was faith.
Faith, yes, yes, very, very true, very true. Okay, now, could you tell me, how did you first get interested in writing Christian poetry? I mean, what led you in that direction?
I don't know. And, like, even when I was, like, in confirmation class, whatever, I was always questioning God and the belief in God and different things about the Bible. And by questioning, asking, and praying a lot, come up, like you meet people in your life, if you just listen to
what I think you're cutting off a little bit there on the phone.
These things are not coincidences. Are the Lord working?
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you tell me, do you have, anything? Well, basically I want to know, what was the first, Christian poem that you wrote, or do you remember that?
Pardon?
I said, what was the first Christian poem that you wrote?
I think that in my poetry, it's very hard not to incorporate the Lord in my poetry. It's just within my heart and my thoughts.
Well, do you have a memory of the very first poem that you wrote?
I think I started writing poetry like when I was 12 years old.
Okay.
And I'm actually an artist at heart, so I also paint and do different things like that too. It's just a true artistic
mm-hmm.
I have.
Okay, well, that's kind of like in the life of a Christian, writer, everyday life. Sometimes they are more than just poets or authors. They're painters, sculptors. So, that's another part of your life that's a part of the Christian writer's world. Well, could you tell me, what are you currently working on right now? Is there anything special that you're working on?
Usually when I write, it comes instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And when I write something for the Lord, but the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So
So you're not really currently working. You just write as you feel led of the Spirit.
Correct.
Okay, I understand that. And what usually inspires you when you write poetry? I mean, is it music, or is it, something that's happened in your life, or is it people that you have met that have said something or gone through, certain problems and difficulties? What usually inspires your poetry?
I think as a poet, as a writer in general, you're always thinking something might be ironic to you, or you just like say, isn't that wonderful? Start thinking the term or rhyme. It's automatic.
It comes from all different directions, in other words, right? Your inspiration comes from all different directions.
All different directions. And sometimes
I think your phone is cutting off just a little bit.
I beg your pardon?
No, so your phone is cutting off just a little bit. Some of the words fade out a little bit. Now, what did you just say before that about inspiration?
Oh, I just said that inspiration just comes from life in general.
Okay.
And especially the Christian part is from deep meditation and prayer.
Okay, so would you say that basically, when you write your poem, are you writing them for a particular group, like for young people, adults, or does your poetry speak to everyone?
I try to make it speak to everyone, and hope that particularly the Christian word is for somebody in need at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have written been asked to write what I call poem prayers for people specifically, but I try to make them sound general for anyone to be able to listen to, and then also see if it pertains to their lives.
Okay, so in other words, if I'm understanding you right, would you say that your poems are to uplift the person, to help them, in their relationship with the Lord, to have a better relationship or release their emotions and stuff to God?
Definitely. And sometimes they start off like pretty depressing or it shows the realistic part of life where it's a struggle, these trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, you have God to pray to and to guide you, and it's always a positive ending.
Yeah, so in other words, you're saying that Christian poetry is more I mean, poetry in general in itself displays a lot of emotion, you know, whether it's Christian poetry or not. But the aim of Christian poetry would be to uplift the person on their walk with the Lord.
Right. I can't help but end that on a positive note at the end of my poems, because mm-hmm. in the Lord everything is possible. So it just innate in me to say, you know, a positive ending, because mm-hmm. because God makes that positive ending.
So that's the message of your poetry. You want a positive ending to show that God is the one that we have to turn to, and that everything comes from and eventually, you know, leads back to him.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the beginning probably people can relate to the struggles, to the sin,
mm-hmm.
or other people that you come across that, you know, might take advantage of you if you're a Christian or a good person. And but at the end, I always have that faith that is so important to have.
Yes, it is. I agree with you very much there. Now, would you say that it's more difficult to write? I mean, you know, some people can just sit down and write poetry, but would you say it's more difficult to write Christian poetry than just regular poetry?
No, I actually have to control myself not to write it Christian sometimes, because
mm-hmm.
I want to reach all people, and
mm-hmm.
I think the Lord would like me to be able to reach all people, because I think that's important. So I sometimes have to consciously say to myself not to put that in, because I don't want to be so bold that it turns people off.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
often I might not, but I hope my essence of being a Christian still comes through, but I don't always say it point blank, because
mm-hmm.
I want to reach everyone.
Okay. Now, could you give us your website address again so people can go and check out your poetry?
Certainly. It's Lisa Love, L-U-V, at hubpages.com.
Okay, and also
my
Facebook one.
And my Facebook is Lisa Love, L-U-V-V, at Facebook.com.
Okay, now, is there any advice that you would like to give other Christian poets that are listening right now and that maybe have poetry that they, you know, are working on, and they want to, you know, just listen to someone else that's writing also, and to see if, you know, how you're doing, and so they can kind of gear themselves, you know, in the right direction?
Well, I'll try. What I think is that they should look into their own self and their own hearts and what they've struggled through, what life brings to them. Put that down, and at the end, bring God into it and bring prayer into it. And I think that at that point, that it can't help but bring a word to people that encourage them and make them more positive.
Yes, because, you know, walking the Christian road is often, you know, a struggle, you know, and a lot of times, you know, people get discouraged. And so Christian poetry, you know, to me, and I think you would agree the same thing, Christian poetry, you know, it lets us see that we're all a part, you know, of one family, that we're all going through the same thing. And then it also even speaks to people and can lead them to salvation that don't know the Lord. And so I think that's very important, too.
Just by mentioning prayer, and it almost comes naturally through me, just to say, God is there for me. God will make it the right thing to do. God will make everything positive.
It's also, you know,
and
I think it's also showing them. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I just said that prayer is so important. Even
yes,
if
is.
You don't believe in God, say a prayer anyways. Talk to Him like you believe in Him, and see if there's answers that make you believe.
Well, you know, all of us at one time, you know, did, you know, before we came to know the Lord, we were unbelievers too. You know, so God spoke
That's
to
right.
us
That's
maybe
right.
through a person or through a book or through a track, but God is always reaching out, and poetry is a way for Christian poets to reach out with the salvation message, and to tell people that you're not going through this alone. They can see that others are struggling, that, you know, have gone through the same thing, and how God delivered them. And, you know, it just opens up the door. I think it really opens the door for salvation for many.
That's right. It's important that I think that people do ask questions and ask about their faith, ask if God is real, because he eventually answers. And it can really improve your faith. But he doesn't want us to follow blindly. He wants us to ask those questions.
That's right.
He wants us to be informed and to make some logical decisions.
That's right.
Even though faith isn't always logical. Faith isn't always logical, but it's just within you. It just comes out.
Yeah.
And it's sort of hard to hide it once you're a Christian. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's like the scripture says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And you know, we have, you know, the senses, see, feel, touch, you know. And so when you walk by faith, you know, it's a totally different realm, and you may not see all this out there. But that's what, you know, and in a sense to me, that's what poetry speaks a lot of times, the things that we don't understand, that we just have to go on by faith. You know, certain decisions, you know, we can't always expect things to just be right there in front of us. We have to step out in faith and trust the Lord. And poetry can speak about that. You know, people write about their experiences and how, what happened to them, like what happened to you in Hawaii, you know, almost drowning, you know,
right.
God heard your cry.
Right.
So, you know, and so God is always reaching out.
There was another big question I asked after that is,
mm-hmm.
Did I believe in Jesus? Did I believe in Jesus? Does Jesus really come when you call him? And I was at a near-death experience. I fell on the ice, and there was no one around. And I had severed my arm. And I did all the logical things you're supposed to do in an emergency, knowing I'm going into shock. And I had nothing on, and it was frigid cold. And finally, my voice gave out calling for help because there was no one to answer. But then I called for Jesus. And the weirdest thing happened. I was, like, put into a suspension and put down in another part of the yard where my parents happened to pull up, which weren't due to come home, in the yard. If God, Jesus himself, did not put me, I don't know if he used angels or what, put me in that part of the yard, my parents wouldn't have seen me. They went in the house and thought I was just gone off somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, and then everything after that, the ambulance people that came were Christians from our church, and everything was a blessing from there on.
That shows in your poetry too, because I've read some of your poetry, and it shows in your poetry your love and your trust and your faith and your belief. And so I commend you on that. It's beautiful.
And I have to stop asking such serious questions, because God answers me in very intense things. I mean, to sever my arm and to still think I'm blessed because Christ, he helped me through the whole thing.
Yeah. We know God didn't say that we weren't going to not suffer, you know, go through trials and tribulation, but he said that he had overcome them and that he would be there.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You know, that's true. So could you tell me – go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you have any other – well, what are your hopes and aspirations for your future right now?
Well, I do hope of course, to continue writing and having good ideas and stuff, and also pursue doing my artwork. But I hope I'm accumulating poems. I have about 300 at this point that I find that are good enough to be in print. So I hope to someday publish some books. I just haven't felt that God has said, do it right now, you know. He's holding me back to maybe write more and more.
And on your webpage, on your website, about how many poems do you have on there? You can go through and read.
About 300.
Oh, okay.
I pretty much put them all up there on the hub pages.
Okay, and could you give that address one more time?
Okay, that is Lisa Love, LISALUV, at hubpages.com. There are some things there that are starts of books I was going to start, which I have, like, a detective agency book. But I was just playing around to see what it was like to write a book. It's hard to write books. I'm like in awe of people. I'm in awe of people that can accomplish such a thing. And
it is a very hard thing, you're right.
And, you know, to put it all together and to put it together without mistakes. And, you know, I just say, we can do that yet.
Well, you know, writing, you know, like I said, you know, the Christian writer's world is not just, you know, it's not just poetry, it's not just writing books. You know, like I said, people write pamphlets, they write articles, you know, they write for the church or they write, you know, for an organization. The writers, Christian writer's world has so many different aspects, and poetry and, you know, and novel writing, that's just a small part of it. But I in my opinion, poetry speaks emotions so much more quickly than a novel does. A novel, you know, you have to, you know, well, I'm on my third novel. So in a novel, you build up to certain suspenses, and then you go on, and you might have a low, and then you build back up again. But poetry, you can read poetry, and especially Christian poetry to me, it'll speak to you just so quick. You know, like God's word comes through so quick. In a novel, you know, I write Christian novels, but it just takes, you have to build up and then keep going and then build up and then go with low and then build up again. So I really, I'm a poet also, so I can, you know, really, you know, empathize with you about poetry. I really can.
One thing I do also is I do write often on Facebook. I look up the word for the day and then I write about it. And I don't publish those. I just put them up on Facebook. Just because I feel like the Holy Spirit gives that to me, and I should just give that freely to everyone. So it might.
Yes, I know. I read those every day. Well, Lisa, I'm so glad I'm so glad that we were able to have you on, and I wish you the best in your future of writing poetry and also in your Christian walk with the Lord. And I hope that I'm sure that the people will enjoy your poems once they go to your site and see them. And I will ask my audience to please leave a message when you go there and let you know that they heard you on the radio and that they just came by to read some of your poems. But so if there's in closing, is there anything else that you would like to say before we close here?
Well, I just want to thank you for inviting me. I was a little nervous at first, but you made me feel comfortable. And I'm so glad that everyone is listening, and I hope everyone has great time looking for the Lord and getting faith that they need so they can be joyful in the Lord.
Okay, thank you, Lisa, and God bless you, and you have a great day.
God
bless
you too. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you've enjoyed poet Lisa Love. She's a really nice lady. I know her. I read her stuff on Facebook, and her poems are really good, and they're very emotional and revealing. And so I just want to say that there's a quote here that I think that really sums it up real good that I read and that I really like describing Christian poetry. It says, quote, "Christian poetry prepares the hearts and minds for the future here and glory above." So I just want to say, if you are a Christian poet, just remember that everything you do in your writing bring glory to God, and trust God to lead you and give you inspiration and open up doors where there seem to be no doors. Because, you know, God is the God of the impossible, and what you think in your writing may not be possible to ever see the light, God can bring that to light. He's done it for others. He's done it for me. So I just want to say, whatever you do, do and always to the glory of God. And so that's what we're going to end the note on. And I just thank you for being here, and I hope you enjoyed the program. God bless you. Bye-bye now.